This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024. Mr. Modi added, over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform, UPI, will be launched in Malaysia soon. The Prime Minister said that India is no longer seen just as a huge market, but as a hub for investment and trade, a trusted partner for growth. He added that India has trade deals with the UK, UAE, Australia, New Zealand, Oman, the EU and the USA, and that trust has become India's strongest currency. Mr. Modi will hold talks with Malaysian Prime Minister today, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. The government yesterday said that the India-US trade agreement has opened up a $118 billion global import market for textiles, apparels and made arts, which will boost the textiles export. The Ministry of Textiles welcomed the trade agreement and described it as a major catalyst in strengthening textile trade relations between the two countries. It said that US is India's largest export destination, with exports worth around $10.5 billion, comprising around 70% apparel and 15% made ups. The ministry further added that 18% reciprocal tariffs on all the textile products will place India in a better position than most competitors. The Health Ministry yesterday informed that the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, is progressing towards the development of an improved vaccine against Kianosinor Forest Disease, KFD. It is an important regional infectious disease in the Western Ghats region, including states like Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Goa and Maharashtra. The ministry said that the vaccine has been successfully developed and animal challenge and toxicity studies have been completed. The Health Ministry further said that the development of the vaccine was undertaken at the request of Karnataka government, and ICMR is working towards developing a fully indigenous two-dose adjuvanted inactivated KFD vaccine, which will be given at an interval of 28 days. In Bangladesh, violence continued during the electioneering for February 12th general elections. At least 26 people injured in clashes in Kushtia, Bhola, Teknaf and Rajshahi between Thursday and Friday. Several election offices and campaign camps of BNP, Jamaat-e-Islami and an independent candidate were vandalized in Jhenaidya and Ghazipur. In Teknaf, gunfire during a BNP campaign reportedly left 5 people injured, including children. Meanwhile, the Shop Owners Association announced that all the shops, commercial establishments and shopping malls across the country will remain closed on February 11th and 12th, citing security concerns ahead of the national polls. At least 4 Indian students sustained injuries in an attack in Russia's Ufa, prompting immediate intervention by Indian diplomatic authorities. The Indian embassy in Moscow confirmed the incident, characterizing it as an unfortunate attack in which several individuals, including 4 Indian students in Ufa, were injured. In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.